From the time he graduated from Dinuba High School, Matthew Walker was on a mission, and it didn't include a college education.
College was for those overachievers who hadn't done enough in 4 years. Those were for other people, hadn't got enough of that book learning in 4 years. So I was going to make a man's choice and not a geeky choice and join the Marine Corps.
He served as a Marine for 6 years. His job was to protect embassies in Greece, Uganda, China, and Turkey.
We were one of very, very few military elements on an embassy compound. We had fairly extensive job, but the primary one being security for American personnel and assets.
Walker describes that position as a double-edged sword. He's a 2005 Dinuba High School graduate who had never traveled outside the country before he joined the service.
It was really, really hard and really trying, but the rewards were without price.
He was honorably discharged about 3 years ago.
I bleed red, white, and blue. I love the Marine Corps. I miss it every day. But I joined when I was 17. I was good at it, but it doesn't mean that I have to, you know, dedicate my whole life at it. I want to try something a little bit different.
Walker is now 26. Today, he's working on a new mission. He married his high school sweetheart 2 years ago. He enrolled at Reedley College, where he's studying engineering. And he tutors other students in history and study skills.
Did you guys take the quiz today? How'd you do?
Not great. Okay. You missed it. Goodness. You got extra credit on your homework assignment, right?
Yeah.
You're all right.
Walker says he wasn't so studious in high school. His mother-in-law, Kathy Rudy, agrees.
You know, he was interested in sports. He had a dirt bike that he loved to ride. He was more interested in the activities that he was doing outside of school than the ones he was doing inside school.
But Walker says his fellow Marines awakened in him an interest in learning, academia, and engineering in particular. The military gave him the life skills needed to excel in the classroom.
My military service is 100% responsible for the success that I have today.
About 120 veterans attend Reedley College, and that's the case with many of them, says Amber Fowler. She oversees the school's Veterans Resource Center.
Well, because of their training, a lot of them are very disciplined. So when class starts at 8, those are the students that are there at 7:45. I hear a lot of them say, if you're on time, you're late.
For Walker, the academics have been the easy part. The transition from the military to civilian life has been more difficult.
You know, touchy subject with vets and stuff, but I didn't realize that it was what it was, but I think that I was actually depressed for loss of identity, not just overseas, but loss of my Marine Corps identity.
In the military, he says, he had a uniform that he wore every day.
I had a mission statement, I had a purpose, I had an identity. I got out, and I kind of lost a lot of that.
Being a student, he says, just doesn't require the same amount of discipline or dedication.
You know, what's going to happen today type element, what's going to be required of me. You don't run into that as much in campus life.
Veteran students often experience that loss of identity, says Amber Fowler.
They go from having structure on a daily basis to coming home and being able to do pretty much whatever they want. So finding that structure and their place back in the civilian life is often a challenge for a lot of our students.
She says the Veterans Center provides students with camaraderie during that period.
They can meet other people that have been through a lot of the same experiences, and they can help each other to get through that difficult transition.
Walker has overcome that challenge by taking on responsibilities at home. Along with school and work, he volunteers with a local youth group and is involved with his family. He's also working toward a greater mission.
One of the reasons I went into engineering is so I can go back, work for the Department of State, and go back overseas, work in embassy work, because, like I said, I bleed red, white, and blue, but I like being overseas. I love being immersed in other cultures.
With the support of the post-9/11 GI Bill, he plans on transferring to a top-tier university. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Rebecca Plevin.